Open Government and WikiLeaks. The open government community very concerned that the leaks, the WikiLeaks leaks, are undermining transparency. Open Government, they've written a letter to the Office of Management and Budget Director Jacob Liu, asking for the agency to take a special care to protect Open Government. And joining us, Patrice McDermott. She is the director of OpenTheGovernment.org. Patrice, great to have you here.
Thank you very much.
So, first off, tell us about the letter.
Well, the letter is a response to a memo that was put out. The cover was from Mr. Liu, but the memo itself, I mean, the guts of it, were from Jay Bosanko, who is the head of the Information Security Oversight Office and the National Counterterrorism Executive. And it was attached to a assessment that the agencies were asked to do, about a 12, 13-page assessment, looking at practices and policies that they have in place or should have in place to ensure the security of classified information. So, we got a copy of the memo. It was not secret or anything, and it did cause some of the items, a very few of the items, and it caused some real consternation in our community, both on openness and on sort of civil liberties and privacy issues for government employees.
And the concern is what?
Well, there were several concerns. On the sort of civil liberties, First Amendment issues, all of the issues that we had were in the areas of personnel security, the things that agencies were being asked to look at. And one of the things that the memo asked agencies to look at was the pre- and post-employment visits to sites like, you know, data mining sites like WikiLeaks or OpenLeaks. While, you know, there might be some expectation that if you were visiting those sites while you're on a classified computer or
right,
even as a non-classified system, that might be a concern, but the pre-employment and post-employment activities of government employees, A, we don't know how government would begin to do that, and B, we think it's a real overreach and, you know, steps on First Amendment rights to, you know, seek information openly. The other area was it asked government agencies that handle classified information whether they require employees to report all contacts with agencies or with the media.
Yeah.
And we think that that is also an overstep. Certainly, you know, it might be reasonable to expect that people that handle classified information might be expected to report contacts with media that are part of their job. But all employees of the agency in all contexts, whether they're job-related or something having to do with, you know, a church choir or some outside work event, we think, you know, that these need to be, if there are personnel security issues, and we're not sure that there are, we don't know. I'm not saying that we don't think there are, but they should be, you know, standards-based and rules-based, and it should be, you know, the requirements should be vetted openly so that every agency knows what's expected of them. This evidently has caused quite a bit of consternation inside the government, not just outside the government. And the other area was this sort of what we were jokingly referring to, the seven dwarves measurement, was asking agencies to assess the happiness or grumpiness,
yeah,
of their employees.
Right.
They said, well, who's showing up for work? Is it happy or grumpy?
Right.
And, you know, we think that opens the door, and we don't think this is the intent, but it opens the door to profiling employees and to potentially profiling employees as, you know, potential risks if they're questioning know, waste, fraud, abuse, or, you know, criminality inside their agencies, and if they're doing it through the appropriate channels. So we think there's just a few items in there that really we're asking the administration to pause and to look at these carefully and to use judgment in assessing the agencies, and perhaps these more what we would say outrageous questions, that they need to step them back.
Let me ask you to take a little bit of a half step back and take a how does open government work in this era of the WikiLeaks leaks? And let me preface it by saying my sense is we don't fully know yet. I know that our initial reaction about the WikiLeaks is horrible, terrible, bad. Why did they do this? We may find, and in fact, I was pointing to a National Journal piece today where they're saying, look at what's happening in the Middle East from some of these cables. Again, we
Right. And, you know, our community, our openness community, the non-profit, non-government openness community, is conflicted for exactly those reasons.
Yeah.
A lot of information, you know, has been disclosed that makes you wonder why it was classified in the first place, and it seemed to be to hide embarrassments, or in, you know, some of the earlier ones, potential lies and evasions. And, you know, and there is a lot of argument that, yes, it is, you know, leading to or enabling or assisting, you know, democracy movements around the world. The other side of it is, though, that, we understand, not just from the State Department, but from human rights groups, that, you know, dissidents and activists in some of these countries where the cables were covered have been targeted. And we don't really have a good way of knowing that, but that's the other side of it. So there are legitimate secrets, and I think this opens up a real question of, what are legitimate secrets? What does need to be classified?
And I guess that's my concern, is that that's not the discussion that's going on these days.
No.
Is what, okay, we fully acknowledge that there needs to be some things that go on behind closed doors. There are some discussions. The challenge is probably we got too used to keeping some stuff behind closed doors that probably would be much better done in a more public framework. My sense is that the whole WikiLeaks situation has pushed the people are going back to closing doors.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think that's the real risk. But I think also that, well, it's a risk and a real worry that agencies inside the government will, you know, stop sharing information when it's the security that's the problem. It's not the information that's being shared that's the problem. And I think in general that is what, you know, the government should be addressing. But, yeah, one of the things that the executive order that President Obama did on national security classification, what the cover memo called for was a fundamental review of our whole classification system. And the Public Interest Declassification Board is just getting ready to launch that in the next month or so. And I think, you know, that WikiLeaks exposes for us and forces us to confront that sometimes we just classify, government just classifies information out of habit, out of reflex, and that we really do need to seriously look at what we classify and why we classify it, and then how, once it's classified, it has to be protected, and that costs money, and then eventually it has to be declassified. So, you know, there's all sorts of costs and additional risk attached to needlessly classifying information or over-classifying it. So we hope that what will come out of this, or part of what will come out of this, is a really serious look at how we revise the system to make it work to cover the secrets that need to be covered. As Tom Blanton had said in at the hearing in December, to create a high wall around a field rather than a low wall around a prairie.
Yeah. Patrice McDermott. She's the director of OpenTheGovernment.org. We have a link to the letter that she and others sent to OMB Director Jacob Lew. You can find that, plus this conversation. It's all on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, or just go to DoraBeckInsider.com. Patrice, always a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.